This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning we are talking with the Douglas Education Service District's Regional Teacher of the Year for 2023, Gwen Bartlett, teacher at Roseburg High School. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So talk about your background. How long have you taught at RHS?
I've been at RHS now for 24 years, so most all of my career has been teaching in the Roseburg School District. I did a student teaching for about a year back at Clackamas High School back in 1998, but most of my time has been here at Roseburg.
And when did you know you wanted to be a teacher?
It took me a while to determine that. I actually graduated from the University of Oregon with a journalism degree, and I went into broadcast, communications, marketing. So I worked in the private sector for about 7 years, and I felt something was missing. I felt that I needed to make more of a difference, and so I was encouraged by my father-in-law to try education as a career. So I went back to school, and that's where I ended up.
So what did you do in those 7 years related to broadcasting and that kind of thing?
I worked for a company in Portland, and I also transferred and worked for that same company up in Seattle, and I worked in their communications department. So I did a lot of writing pieces for that particular company. We marketed the products that we had there.
Interesting. So you get into teaching. How did you end up in Roseburg?
My husband is actually from Roseburg. He went to Roseburg High School, and his parents, Bob Bartlett and Cheryl Bartlett, were also educators here. And so when we were looking for a place to land in our teaching career, we went to the Portland job fair, and I actually happened to just go to the area where Roseburg High School was, and we were saying hello. But then I met Sandy Lipsey, and she at the time had talked with me about an open position, and it actually was a social studies position connected with journalism. And so both of those were right up my alley, and that's how we ended up in Roseburg.
So how has teaching changed over the time you have been a teacher?
I would say that really technology and implementing technology into the classroom. We have been doing that since, you know, over the last decade. I think really the COVID pandemic and that remote learning and hybrid learning really pushed us and exacerbated, right, getting into the technology aspect. But use of technology has really changed and how we use that in the classroom with students. They have a lot of information at their fingertips, but how do we build those higher level thinking skills on how they apply that information?
And what have been some of the challenges, bigger challenges of the last few years of teaching?
I really believe that just the education profession, the challenge is being able to accomplish everything that you would like to accomplish within the workday. That's usually not ever the case. And so when you're with your students and working with them in the classroom, that's your focus. So all of the behind the scenes preparation and, you know, planning, grading, feedback, all of that takes some additional time that usually goes into your evenings or weekends. That could be a challenge. But I think really the challenge is, you know, we have so many diverse students that come to us, and how do we meet their needs to the best of our ability with all the diversities and differences that they bring to the classroom?
And how's it going in terms of communicating with parents these days? I mean, you've got some more opportunities, but is that helpful?
It's absolutely helpful. There are so many different ways to communicate with families and with parents, and different parents and families, they would rather have different forms of communication. So whether it's using the Remind app, or whether it's using online platforms like Canvas, whether it's traditional email, whether it's those phone calls that we make after school to parents, there's a lot of different options. And so I think that really helps bring everyone in so that we're all working to benefit students and student success.
And I know as that evolved a number of years ago when I had kids in school, that's been a while. the idea that you could go online and look up as a parent and see did that assignment actually get turned in, mm-hmm. Was really really helpful.
I believe so. I think that the combination of educators working with parents and students and all of that collectively taking place, it really helps, and that opens up communications, and that's what's best for kids.
So what are some of the greatest rewards of being a teacher?
I think the ultimate reward of being a teacher is when you know or find out. Sometimes it's more immediate, and other times it takes years to know this. But when you feel that you've made a positive impact on a student's life and that you've been able to be there for them or support them in a way that helps them move forward or work through something that they have been struggling with, when you see the light bulb go off in the classroom and you know that they have understood a concept, those are the greatest rewards, I believe, in teaching, is making that positive impact.
And what about the 2020-2021 experience? What was that like for you?
The experience when schools were not functioning in a sense of normalcy was challenging. Trying to build relationships through a screen is always difficult, but I think that the amount of support we had from the school district at Roseburg High School, I know all of the support and training that we were given time to do through our administration was absolutely wonderful. It isn't the best situation. I would rather see kids face-to-face, but I thought that for the circumstances, my colleagues and myself and those who were involved, I think we really reached out and we helped kids to the best of our ability during those, you know, adversarial times.
And what's it been like this year so far?
I really feel there is a return to normalcy. You know, classes are large again. We're doing hands-on, small group work, more connections. We're really building in a lot of social and emotional learning into our classrooms. You know, a lot of these students, right, they had parts of their educational careers put on, you know, a slightly different track for a while there. And so we're pulling that all back together now. And it's been great. I have enjoyed every moment of being with the kids in person again.
So what was the process like of getting nominated for this award?
To my knowledge, anyone can nominate an educator. So whether that be a student or a parent, a colleague. So there's a nomination that's put forth. And then I was contacted to explain that someone had nominated me. And then there's a slight application process and some letters of recommendation, and I submitted that. And so that was the process.
And what was your reaction when you found out you had won?
Oh, I was quite surprised. We had a staff meeting, and I walked into that staff meeting, and there was an agenda on the board, and we were moving forth with that agenda, and then next thing I know, there was a celebration and the award was presented. So I was caught off guard. I was quite surprised. I'm absolutely honored, and I'm very flattered that there's individuals out there that believe in me and that took the time to nominate me. So, yeah.
Now there's 16 regional teachers of the year. Any idea if all of you will have a chance to interact at some point?
That I don't know. I have not heard that yet. I think it would be a wonderful opportunity. I would love to meet other educators, especially of particular caliber, and talking with them and sharing ideas. I think that would be great. I have not yet heard if that's going to be an opportunity.
Well, Gwen Bartlett, we'll let you get back to teaching Regional Teacher of the Year for the Douglas Education Service District at Roseburg High School. Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.